It's now time for a book interview, and recently I received in the mail one entitled Gardenpedia, an A to Z guide to gardening terms. And on the line with me is Maria Zampini. She's president of Upshoot LLC. It's a boutique horticulture marketing firm focusing on new plant introductions and gardening-related products. She's also the director of plant development for the HGTV Home Plant Collection. Maria writes for green industry trade journals and consumer magazines such as Nursery Management, Garden Center, and State by State Gardening Magazines. Maria, thank you for joining me on today's Zesty Garden.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Do you know, I got the book and I was thinking, where was this book when I first started learning gardening? It would have been really helpful. But then as I started going through it, I still found some things that were helpful to me, even though I've been gardening since I was 3 years old.
Oh, well, we love to hear that. That's great, because we do think it has applications both for people who have been in the horticultural industry as well as the novice gardener.
So what was your impetus for putting the book together? How did you decide, okay, it's time to get something together?
Well, you know, I am a fourth-generation wholesale nurseryman, and I grew up in the industry. And we had a wholesale nursery and a retail garden center, and we would always hire people, obviously seasonally, and many times they had no experience in horticulture, and they would get confused or didn't know some of the gardening jargon that we used. And I always had it in the back of my mind, gee, you know, I should do a little dictionary that should be part of our employee training manual, and it just never happened. And then as I went on in my career to start writing, and writing in particular for consumer gardening magazines, every once in a while I'd catch myself and go, well, you know, I know what this term is and I'm including it in my article, but that's because I've been around forever in the industry and I kind of grew up with the term. How do I explain it to somebody else? And then I asked Pam Bennett of Ohio State University to help me write the book and to be my co-author. And she said, well, you know, Maria, I'm in charge of the master gardeners in our state, and quite often there is no, like, text manual. And something like this would be perfect for that new person trying to learn more about gardening. So it was really just this kind of series of events that led me to further develop this idea and eventually write the book.
Well, now, I love that you have your own garden muse. Apparently, that's your father.
Yeah, my dad. Yeah, he's quite the individual, and he's still my partner in business. And I'm very lucky to have someone who is not only my father, but he's my mentor and my best friend, too.
How important is that to have someone to mentor you? I know for me it was my mother. The green thumb passed from my grandmother to my mom to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do think that is important, because why should you struggle to make the same mistakes that someone else has already made? You know, you look for mentors in your business life. Why not look for them within your gardening life? And it can be your neighbor down the street, a fellow master gardener, someone who's in the industry. There's I think it's really important to always have that feeling that, oh, I'm not alone. It wasn't just me that made that mistake. Someone else has been through this. So I think that's pretty helpful.
Well, let's take a look at the book here. It starts out and has... looks like a stepping stone. Written on it is, "An Hour in the Garden Puts Life's Problems in Perspective," which I absolutely believe in, which is why I love going out and pulling weeds and being able to spend time out there, because I'm not as grouchy when I come back in the house. And so looking at this book, how do you foresee people, how would you like them to use the book?
Well, you know, it's funny. Originally, I guess we thought, well, hey, if they have a term they don't know, this would be the go-to reference. Because here's what we found. When we thought of the idea, you know, we did a little research, and we found that the majority of the books that were out there that gave garden terminology, you know, that explained garden terminology, were still very technical in nature. And also, if you Google something, a lot of times you're still coming up with something technical in nature. And to us, this book is very conversational in tone. It's like if you and I were just sitting, having a conversation, and you asked me, you know, what's grafting, it would be how I would explain it to you in my own words. And so that's why I think it's kind of a nice sort of a, just like a pocket dictionary. So if they're sitting there and they're reading an article and they go, gee, I don't know what this is, and I don't want to be stupid and ask somebody and seem silly that I don't know what it is, here's where they can go to. It can kind of be their best friend. If they have, if their best friend was sitting there and could explain something to them, this would be it. But we've also found a lot of people, and some of the reviews and comments we're getting is there was one the other day by a lady who writes for Vegetable Gardening Magazine, and she said, who would think I'd ever sit down and read a dictionary from cover to cover? And I guess that really speaks to the conversational tone, that it's, you know, it's also a book you can read front to back and still go back afterwards and utilize it as need be.
Well, and as I was reading through it, that's part of what I enjoyed was I'm thinking, well, I know most of these terms, but you have additional information on those terms. So I found myself kind of going, oh, I didn't realize that. So,
right.
And it's about 7 by 7. So it's not a large book. So it's easily tucked away into a bucket that you might carry around with you with your gardening tools as you go about the garden. But
right.
It's also I've found to be quite helpful just going through the list at the back of the book and searching out different topics. I kind of like to bounce back and forth. And so the first part of the book, you talk a little bit about the difference between Latin and common names. So why don't you explain how you put that into the book?
Sure. Well, you know, this was something we really struggled with for a while. If we're going to mention plants, do we use, you know, the botanical name, the Latin name, or do we use common names? And within the industry, we tend to talk in Latin when we're referring to plants, and there's a reason for that. And the example we give is if you walked into a retail garden center and you asked for a red maple, you know, that person working at that garden center doesn't know, do you mean a red maple as in Acer rubrum or a Crimson King red maple that has red, you know, maroon red leaves? Or do you maybe mean a Japanese red maple? So if you're, you know, and that's why using the common names can be a little confusing. If you use the Latin terminology, you have just really pinpointed exactly what you mean. So throughout the book, we do try and go to Latin names and utilize those as often as possible, and then also accompany the common name too.
Now, before
we try and use both.
Before we dive into the innards of the book, I wanted to make mention of what you have at the back of the book. It's a list of resources. What types of resources will listeners find?
Oh, there's a lot of different resources. There were many books that we, you know, that we look to that are kind of our go-to books. And some of them are more industry type books that I wasn't, you know, we weren't really sure. Gee, does the general gardener know about, you know, Dr. Michael Durr, who's kind of the god of horticulture when it comes to woody ornamentals, and his book is very, very detailed and gives a lot of good information. So, you know, that was one thing. We've got websites. We have other items that are more technology-driven, such as there's a great app out by Dr. Alan Armitage. It's Greatest Annuals and Perennials. Well, we found information right off of that we thought was good. So it's we're giving you some of the references that not only we used for our book, but that you can utilize too as gardeners moving forward.
So now, as I look at this, so if I see Purdue's Annual Doctor, what does that particular app do?
Well, that's, you know what, that's a good question, because that one I'm not familiar with. That's one that my my co-author recommended. So I myself am not familiar with that one. Sorry.
Have you got a suggestion?
Pardon me?
Do you have a suggestion? What would be the first app that you would pull down, and what does it do?
Well, the first app, you know, one of the apps that I do use is the one I just mentioned, Dr. Armitage's Greatest Annuals and Perennials.
Yeah.
And his is great because it gives deer browsing and rabbit browsing ratings on annuals, perennials, vegetables. He's got videos on there that so you can see the plants. He has garden centers listed so that you can look up and say, hey, I really like this plant. Where can I find it in my area? You can put in your zip code or, you know, check out your state and see what garden centers are listed. So that's a pretty interesting app and very photo rich, lots of photos in it too. Just like our book, that was one of the things we did was you know, when you, it's not just terms. It's not just here's what something is. It's here's why it might be important to you as a gardener, and then here's also a photo that backs up the majority of the terms that we have so you can visually see what we mean, too.
Well, for instance, I just happened to open up to a term that, well, and there's a picture of it. It says daughter. I had no idea what daughter was. And I'd heard the term, but I'd never seen it. Now I understand what it is. Or pendulous. What do you mean by pendulous? Well, it shows you the flowers and what pendulous would actually mean. So that's very helpful.
Right, right.
Let's just start at the top. I'm thinking of perennial versus biennial versus annual. I get that question all the time. How does your book explain that?
So, you know, if I was explaining it to somebody, an annual is something that is only going to flower for 1 year. And that's more like your petunias, things of that nature, where once frost comes, it's killed, it's dead, it's not coming back next year, okay? To me, a biennial is something that's going to there's some herbs that are like this that you would be familiar with where you plant it, it's here this year, it's here next year, and then that's it. It's gone. It's not coming back again. A perennial is something that is going to come back year after year after year. It's like an annual in that it has a lot of flower power to it, but that it also dies right back down to the ground, and you're not going to see really much of anything during the winter time, you know, versus a woody plant where you've got stems or branches or berries or something that you kind of have to look at during the winter time. You know, your perennial's just going to die back down to the ground in most areas of the country. So that would be just a quick analogy of those terms.
How did you decide what to put into the book?
Oh, that took a little bit of time.
I can imagine.
You know, Pam and I both brainstormed individually and then put our list together. And we probably ended up with about 600 terms that we narrowed down to about 300. And we just went, is this something the average Joe should know or might need to know if they're gardening? You know, we still have this whole big bevy of other terms sitting there that are probably useful, but they're really more for the totally advanced, maybe plant nerd person. And so we didn't use those. It was mainly the common stuff that we felt people really needed to know.
And are they general terms, or do you have more specific things? Like, I'm assuming that under herbs, it's just talking about herbs, and you're not trying to go into the different types of herbs.
Right, and you're exactly right. In a lot of cases, we kept it very high level. You know, we didn't get down into the nitty-gritty because there's other books that handle that. Someone asked me, well, what about insects? Do you have something about that? Well, we do talk about insects in a general term, but but gee, there's so much good information out there from Extension that shows pictures of all the different types of bugs and really gets into detail, or there's a really great book from St. Lin's Press called Good Bug, Bad Bug. Now, you know, it gets into the detail that we didn't feel we needed to do in this book, but this is enough for the starter person to get going.
And if you tried to put everything in, the book would be way too heavy and big to carry around.
You got it. And we had to go, you know what, it can't be everything. But I have to tell you, as we went through the process, it was funny. We would go through and all of a sudden we would go, oh my goodness, we forgot this term. How could we possibly not think to put this in the book? So we are telling people who are reading it, as you read through it, if you think there are terms we've missed this time, please let us know. Who knows? Maybe someday there will be an updated version, and or that version 2 will come out, and we want to know terms that people feel are important that we may have accidentally overlooked.
Have you already received a couple of those back?
Well, you know, it's funny. I did an interview yesterday, and she had told me a couple of the words she wanted to talk about, and I read the one description, and I went, oh, my God, Maria, you are such an idiot. How could you forget this one? Caliper. We're talking about girth and how you measure trees, and in the industry, we always refer to it as caliper. Didn't put the word caliper in there. So I think it's the first word on the list of one we want to add next time.
I did notice the word girth in here, I believe.
Yep, it's in there, but we didn't also reference caliper. So, but that's, hey, live and learn.
We're talking about the book Gardenpedia, an A to Z guide to gardening terms. One of the authors that I have on the line with me is Maria Zampini. So, Maria, what would you say is, did you come across a favorite term, not necessarily how you would use it in the garden, but you just liked the word and its description?
Yeah, I think one of my favorites is habit. And you can say, well, gee, habit, that's such a simple word. Everybody should know that. And it's not so much the word, it's how maybe it's used, or the lack of how people think about it when they're gardening or designing their landscape. And I described it as this. It's really important for you to know whether your plant that you want or the area that you need to fill really should have something upright or something pendulous or something that's round. And part of habit is knowing also not only the shape, but the mature height and spread of that plant. And to me, that's important because, and this is how I equate it in the book, if you're a woman and you're a size 16, all right, you don't go try and stuff yourself into a size 8 pair of pants because it just doesn't work. And so many times I've seen people who have, say, a beautiful picture window. They want something to go in front of it, but they don't want to block their view. And instead of getting a shrub that only gets 3 by 4 foot, that they can just leave it, it does its thing, it doesn't get too big, doesn't obstruct its view, they go and buy something that's 30 by 40 foot, and they've got to hack it and whack it constantly and keep giving it this haircut so that it performs the way they want it to when it wasn't made to do that naturally. So that just gives you a little example of what you can expect in the book. But habit is so important when people are choosing their plants for their landscape and where they go. There's always the right plant for the right place, and we need to remember that.
And this book will help you in picking those plants, not by name, but exactly by topic and mm-hmm. by definition. And so, Maria, we've reached the end of our time. I wish I had some more with you, but thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having us and for talking about Gardenpedia. We really appreciate it.
It's the new book, Gardenpedia, an A to Z guide to gardening terms. Maria Zampini is president of Upshoot LLC, a boutique horticulture marketing firm focusing on new plant introductions, and is joining me for the program. Stay tuned. Coming up next is The Green Room.